when it comes to love, oh, let me put it this way. When it comes to loving someone, do you find that easy to do? Or do you find that hard to do, to love someone? I know there are quite a few people who say, well, no, it's kind of hard for me to love, because when you love, well, let's just face it, love hurts. And that's what a lot of people say, love hurts. I'd like for us to really think about that. How would you define love, or how would you describe love, whichever way you prefer to go with that? Because the reason I'm asking that is because I want us to just, you know, look at this whole issue of is it really the love, the loving that's hurting? Eros is sexual love or passionate love, and it's the type that most related to our modern construct of romantic love. Philia is the friendship type of love, agape love. You're going to really be moving into really loving humanity for humanity's sake. And, you know, it's something that really, really moves across so many barriers. You know, some people can really make it difficult to love them. But with agape love, which is considered by many to be the highest form of love, is the love of God for man, and it's the love of man for God, is the love of man for man. And it's considered to be the love that originates from God or Christ for mankind. How about this? Another definition of love. Merriam-Webster. Strong affection for another, arising out of kinship or personal ties. Strong affection for another, arising out of kinship or personal ties. How about warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion? How about unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another, such as the fatherly concern of God for humankind, brotherly concern for others? Unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. So when you think about those definitions, would you say, I mean, when we define love that way, would you say that it is love that hurts? Or do you find that the real issue is, while we are loving, we get hurt? While we are loving someone, we get hurt. Very often, the person we are loving is the one who hurts us. And folks are, you know, they don't discriminate. They don't say, well, because I'm a male, I'm not going to hurt anyone who loves me. Or because I'm a female, I'm not going to hurt anyone who loves me. You have a lot of folks who are so heartless, so insensitive, so cold, so detached from anyone but themselves. They don't care who they hurt, whether they themselves are male or female. But it is not the love that is hurting. It is that person, that uncaring person who is hurting. It is that insensitive person who is hurting. It is that cruel person who is hurting. The people are causing the pain, not the love. The love is not causing the pain. People are causing the pain, whether it is a parent, whether it is a spouse, a child, a coworker, a boss. People cause the pain. Actually, you think about it, unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another does not cause pain. The fatherly concern of God for humankind does not cause pain. Brotherly concern for others does not cause pain. Strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties does not cause pain. People who do not have their act together cause pain. Now, don't get me wrong. it's not necessarily the case that anytime anyone causes pain, it's because they're insensitive, cold, cruel. Because with all of us being imperfect, all of us being flawed, all of us being human and therefore, again, imperfect, there are going to be times when we're just going to make errors that may cause pain that we truly did not intend. But some people are truly cruel. They intend to cause the pain. Some may not be cruel in that they're trying to cause pain, but they just don't care. And so they're going to do what they want to do to get their pleasure. And if in the process of them gaining their pleasure, they hurt someone else, well, so be it. Their goal is not to get pleasure by hurting someone. Their goal, for example, the adulteress, her goal is to get pleasure by cheating on her husband. And she would rather he not know that she's cheating on him. Her goal is not to hurt him. Her goal is to experience sexual pleasure by having sex with someone other than her husband. If he finds out and he's hurt, then so be it. But that wasn't her goal. Now, what she did is still wrong. Being an adulteress is always wrong. Always, always. Being an adulterer is always wrong. And it shouldn't be about whether or not your spouse is going to find out. It should be about, do I care enough about my own dignity and the worth of my spouse to say absolutely no to adultery? And for too many people, females as well as males, the answer to that question is no. They do not care enough about their dignity and the worth of their spouse to say no to adultery. They cause the pain, though. The love that the one cheated on is not what caused the pain. It is the betrayal of the one who did the cheating. The one who did the cheating, the one who betrayed trust, is who caused the pain. But as a result, they can make it difficult to love, and sometimes not just themselves. They can sometimes make it difficult for that spouse, make it difficult for the spouse to love them. If they ever divorce, the spouse may have a difficult time, a former spouse may have a difficult time loving anyone else. Parents can cause so much trauma for a child or for children that those children find it difficult to love later in life. We might explore this some more. If not today, at a later date. Is loving hard?